KPBS On Demand is supported by San Diego Symphony. David Newman conducts the orchestra performing the music of John Williams, including Harry Potter, Indiana Jones, Star Wars, E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jaws, and more. June 29th at the Rady Shell at Jacobs Park. Tickets at theshell.org.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Thursday, May 30th. A series of zoning updates could finally put Coronado in compliance with state affordable housing laws. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. A symbol of pride for LGBTQ+ students now flies over San Diego Unified headquarters. For the past several years, the pride flag has been raised in a special ceremony just before the start of Pride Month. The event is a celebration of diversity across the district, with several students sharing their personal stories of coming out. 11-year-old Reyes Parik is a sixth grade student at Challenger Middle School.
I am, and have always been, queer, non-binary, and most important, me.
The Pride Progress flag flying now includes the traditional rainbow colors, as well as black and brown in honor of the community's people of color, and blue and pink for transgender people. The City of San Diego is increasing street sweeping in Mission Beach ahead of the summer. The change is intended to reduce pollution in Mission Bay during the tourist season. Alleys will be swept every Wednesday until the end of September. The city is asking residents and visitors to follow posted parking signs, take in trash cans immediately on collection days, and report illegal dumping and other problems on the city's Get It Done app. The National Weather Service says it will be warmer today, especially inland, with temperatures hovering in the high 70s. Along the coast, temps will be in the high 60s and triple digits in the desert. In the mountains, you can expect temperatures in the 70s. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by San Diego Symphony. David Newman conducts the orchestra performing the music of John Williams, including Harry Potter, Indiana Jones, Star Wars, E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jaws, and more. June 29th at the Rady Shell at Jacobs Park. Tickets at theshell.org.
Coronado has been out of compliance with state affordable housing laws for 3 years. Now its City Council has signed off on a series of zoning updates that could finally fix that. South Bay reporter Corey Suzuki says the city made it just before the state's deadline.
A church, a grocery store, and a police station are all among the buildings that the Coronado City Council has agreed to rezone, allowing more homes to be built on these sites in the future. Last month, the City Council voted unanimously for a number of code and zoning updates that could open the door for developers to add more than 900 new homes to the city by the end of the decade. Coronado has been staring down a deadline to get these changes done. Almost 3 years ago, city leaders openly defied the state's requirements to plan for more affordable housing. Last October, California's Attorney General took the city to court. The judge gave Coronado a deadline, April 16th, to pass a new housing plan and update its zoning to match. Last month, city officials voted to pass an updated plan. Here's Coronado Mayor Richard Bailey.
This is a situation none of us want to be in, but I fully support this motion because it does minimize the impact on our community to the greatest extent possible.
A week later, they passed the zoning changes with less than a day to spare. State housing officials say these latest changes probably will be enough to meet their requirements. If they approve Coronado's updates, that would bring the city back in line with California housing law for the first time in 3 years. The state has until June 11th to make a final decision. Corey Suzuki, KPBS News.
San Diego County fire and safety officials can now give residents more precise evacuation alerts. Reporter Katie Anasta says it's possible because of software called Genesis.
The software allows fire and safety officials to map evacuation zones within the county based on things like population density and nearby roads. County Emergency Services Director Jeff Toney says that will help plan evacuations more strategically.
The new zones will limit unnecessary evacuations and make repopulation more efficient to get people back into their homes sooner.
San Diego County residents can sign up for emergency alerts to their cell phones or email at alertsandiego.org. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection is suspending outdoor residential burn permits starting Saturday as peak fire season begins. CAL FIRE recommends clearing all dead or dying vegetation at least 100 feet around homes and other structures. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
A sailor convicted of selling military secrets to a foreign intelligence agent has been sentenced to 18 years in prison. Military reporter Andrew Dyer was in the military courtroom yesterday and has more.
Chief Fire Controlman Bryce Pettuccini was convicted on 6 counts of espionage and attempted espionage at his court-martial in April. Prosecutors say from 2022 to 2023, Pettuccini sold Navy secrets to a foreign intelligence agent. While stationed in Virginia, he wrote 8 white papers and was paid $1,000 for each. Last year, when he was reassigned to a guided missile destroyer in Japan, Pettuccini had access to more classified information on the Aegis missile system. He tried to send photos from a classified workspace to the agent and was arrested. In addition to his 18-year sentence, the judge reduced Pettuccini's rank to E1 and gave him a dishonorable discharge. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
Coming up, we kick off our volunteer series with a profile of a man who teaches underprivileged kids how to surf. We'll have that story and more just after the break.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, inviting you to experience the science of story. 6 days of programming celebrating how and why we tell the stories that move us from July 23rd through the 28th at UC San Diego. Events include Clarion Writers Masterclass, A Tale of Two Sulus, An Evening with George Takei and John Cho, Star Trek in Concert with the San Diego Symphony, and more. For information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.
KPBS is embarking on a new series about volunteers across our community. We're telling stories of people who devote their time in unexpected ways. In the first installment, investigative student assistant Katerina Portella brings us the story of a man who's teaching surfing and the importance of community and the environment to local youth.
Our graduation ceremony isn't in a classroom, isn't in a dance hall or anything like that. It's here on the beach because this is our classroom. This is where we first met the students here on this beach 2 years ago. So it only felt appropriate and full circle to come back to the same beach where they attempted to surf their first wave.
My name is Mario Ordonez Calderon, and I'm the executive director of Un Mar de Colores.
It's essentially a 2-year scholarship program that's open to the public, and we enroll about 30 students and work with them monthly over the period of 2 years. But once they're in our program, everything's free, from the wetsuits to the surfboards to the environmental education to the surf lessons.
Mar de Colores started back in 2020. It was in reflection of essentially everything that surfing brought me, from community to connection to self, to connection to the ocean. And even job opportunities, and recognizing that there was kids in my neighborhood here in Encinitas that looked like me, but that yet I'd never see at the beach. So I essentially wanted to create some sort of celebratory day that would connect the students to the ocean. But it developed to be so much more, because now we're essentially a 2-year scholarship program that's focusing on surf modules, environmental education, and mentorship. I think there's a lot of healing that happens on the coastlines, and unfortunately there's a lot of populations who have had severed relationships with it, whether it be geographical displacement or just not feeling comfortable with it nowadays.
No tengan miedo, don't be afraid, bring it in. Let's get the kiddos out of the water. It's always the hardest thing to do.
Okay, right now we are at San Alejo Beach at a surf break called Barney's, and we are getting ready to celebrate the culmination of 2 years in our program for 15 students. They're graduating today. Right now there's a little bit of overcast going on, which is kind of nice, but the waves are pretty big, which is great. So we have a bit of a routine that we always just
center around. We like to create culture with our organization. So today we usually start off with like a grounding circle where we like gather back up, talk about the intention for the day, lay out the intention for the day, and then we'll move into some breathing and yoga. And then beyond that, then we'll get into the water. We'll play in the water for about 2 hours. We'll surf. And then after that, that's when we're going to do the graduation ceremony. I think that's what really stands us apart, is that we're not just a surf camp. We're really focusing on the experience that the families are getting, from the kid to the parents, all the way to the cousins that come drop in sometimes. Like, we're really welcoming them all.
Leslie, come on up.
So for me, like graduating these kids, it's like seeing, you know, like my younger brother or sister graduate or something like that. It's just like we're really connected, and we really do grow familial bonds with the students and with their parents, because we get to know them for 2 years. So yeah, it's a really emotional day, a celebratory day. But I was really proud of seeing all the kids step onto the plate, get their graduation certificate. I think that's exactly what we set off to do, is essentially like the courage that you find when you surf, having that transfer over into your everyday life through building community.
A musical created for and by San Diego South Bay is ready to bring the swap meet to the stage. Reporter Jacob Ayer says Pásale, Pásale is a hyper-local production that focuses on the resilience of the Latinx community.
Pásale, Pásale is more than just a theater performance. It's a reflection of experiences that many in San Diego and Tijuana can relate to, hustling to make ends meet. Director Maria Patrice Amon says that's why her musical takes place at a swap meet.
Everybody had that similar impulse to find a good deal, but also create businesses for themselves. It's a place where micro businesses and micro entrepreneurs can really thrive.
The storyline follows a group of vendors who are dealing with new fees and difficult economic circumstances. It stars local actors like Analia Romero. She plays Doña Lulu, a piñata vendor.
In a sense, my character is my grandmother, and it's also other family members that have come before me that took me to the swap meet. So its deeper meaning for me is that it's familial, it's something that I remember.
Audiences are active participants in the show, so they'll taste some treats and be encouraged to sing along with the swap meet vendors. Performances are underway and run through June 30th at Bayfront Charter High School in Chula Vista. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
The San Diego County Fair is 2 weeks away. This year's theme is Let's Go Retro. North County reporter Alexander Nguyen gives us a sneak peek of what you can expect.
San Diego County Fair is drumming up excitement for this year's edition.
And to show our community a really great time.
Of course, there are fair staples, animals, rides, and food. But Chief Operating Officer Katie Mueller says there would be food that the fair's never had before.
Some of the new items that come to mind, we've got an oyster stand where you can get grilled oysters and lots of different flavors.
And of course, Mr. Chicken Charlie's himself, Charlie Bogosian.
You know, I love people's faces when we come up with something new. Every year we gotta beat the year before.
And this year, it's the funnel cake dog. It's a hot dog inside funnel cake batter, topped with maple syrup and powdered sugar.
This takes corn dogs to a whole nother level.
The fair opens June 12th and runs through July 7th. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Thursday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by San Diego Symphony. David Newman conducts the orchestra performing the music of John Williams, including Harry Potter, Indiana Jones, Star Wars, E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jaws, and more. June 29th at the Rady Shell at Jacobs Park. Tickets at theshell.org.